This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Vladimir Putin, it is probably safe to assume, spent a lot of time on the phone this weekend. He took calls from the leaders of Britain, France, and Germany about Malaysia Airlines Flight 17, and those are just the calls that we know of. At the White House this morning, President Obama added his call for Putin to do something about the crash site and the investigation.
We have to make sure that the truth is out and that accountability exists.
Economic sanctions have been the tool of choice to date to deal with Russia and its actions in Ukraine and Crimea, sanctions that have been limited in their effect. But if the West really wanted to get President Putin's attention, squeeze him just a little bit, not saying they will, but if they wanted to, what could they possibly do? From the European desk in London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
For months, the Europeans bickered over stepping up sanctions against the Kremlin. Countries like Britain want to hit the Russians hard, but the Germans and the Italians, who are heavily dependent on Russian energy, are afraid of antagonizing President Putin. Britain's Foreign Secretary, Philip Hammond, says the downing of Flight MH17 changes everything, uniting the Europeans.
What we need to do now is use the sense of shock, the sense of outrage, to galvanize opinion behind a more robust stance. We have tools in our toolbox.
The UK wants to follow the US example and slap Putin's inner circle of oligarchs with visa bans and asset freezes, even though that could harm London's financial sector. Nina Schick of the Open Europe think tank says the Europeans could also use their leverage as Russia's biggest trading partner.
They could also target European exports to Russia, which Russia is dependent on. We're talking about things like machinery, medicine. And now these are also things that Russia won't be able to source easily from other places.
Russia could retaliate by turning off the oil and natural gas that supplies 30% of Europe's energy needs. But that would spark an all-out economic conflict. And James Nixey of the Chatham House think tank says Europe would win it.
Any economic war would be compounded fivefold on Russia compared to that of the EU. If it were to genuinely get serious, then the effects on Russia would be such that President Putin, I think, is actually a very worried man right now.
But as they prepare for their meeting tomorrow, some European foreign ministers are also very worried. They'll have to punish Putin, but without driving up their own energy costs and tipping their fragile economies back into recession. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.